I'm going to call this meeting to order as of 5:06 p.m. today, October 9th, 2023. We have a short agenda. We're going to need to approve last month's meeting minutes. These are minutes from September 11th, 2023. I will display them on the screen, but they are available on the website. I would like to entertain a motion to approve last month's CBOC minutes. Antoinette, Autumn,
I am
or
so moved. I
thank
second.
you. Thank you very much. Do I need to take a vote on that, Dick?
Yeah.
All in favor, say aye, please.
I.
All opposed, nay. Thank you very much. With that, Michelle sent at 3:05 today. She sent the September financial reports. She'll do a quick run through those now. If you have any questions, please ask. I'll turn it over to you, Michelle.
All right, sounds good. Bear with me a little bit. I'm fighting COVID at the moment, so I've got a raspy
Oh
voice.
no. I
I've got
didn't
a cough.
you please hop off. What you want me to
Why
do?
are you here?
Please
No.
don't do this.
I'm fine. I'm on day three, and I'm actually feeling a lot better than I was feeling on Saturday and Sunday. And so there's a lot that's happened. So I wanted to meet with you guys and just walk you through it. And this meeting is usually really quick.
Yeah.
So and then usually I have to have these financials out anyway to Department of Education as well. So I just wanted to get these done and then I'm done for the day. So
I'm sorry, Mama.
no
You
worries.
love and
Let
light.
me just go ahead and just share my screen. So we're beyond the 930 count, and where we landed with enrollment was 145 students. Our budget was built on 160. The good news is, based on the demographics of our students, we actually have come out with a better bottom line than we originally had projected. So, because we just don't know where our need-based students are as we're finalizing, IEPs and everything towards the end of the unit count period, when all of that flushed out, it resulted in greater funding than we initially had anticipated. So, what you're looking at here, this FY24 column, is the amended budget. So, when the board met last week, we did get this budget approved. So this is the most recent approved budget based on 145 students. So on this budget, what you see is we're projecting that our total income coming in for the year is going to be about 3.9 million, and that our expenses are going to run at about 3.7 million. So right now we're projecting to end the year with a surplus of 178,000. That may change now that we know we've got a little bit more of a robust surplus. We might want to add some additional supports for spec ed, which we might do. But we've got the leeway to do that now compared to what we were looking like before. So we're anticipating that we're going to end with an overall ending fund balance when it's all said and done of about $335,000. So where we are, where we've actually compared. Dick, did you have a question?
No, go ahead.
Okay, so where we are now, so we're a quarter of the way through the fiscal year. So 25% of the budget period has elapsed. So total income that's been recognized as of September 30th is 2.2 million, which is where I would expect us to see. You're starting to see under charges to school districts, we're starting to receive our local school district transfers. That's our preloads based on what the April 1st count is. Now there'll be a true up that'll happen, and then we'll start to receive the true up amounts happen normally in like the November December timeframe. The amounts on our based on our April 1st count usually come in the September October timeframe. So you're going to start to see in October, you're going to start to see also some additional revenue coming in under charges to school districts. State funding you can see is at 86%. That's where I would expect to see it at this point in the year. Now after the September 30th count, our true up for our state funds will usually come in around the November timeframe. So other than that, the new revenue that we're looking at compared to when we met over the last 2 months is we've got charges to school districts starting to come in, and then just the spend down of our federal grants, you'll start to see that revenue as well reflected. Those are really the two big changes that have happened on the revenue side. So again, we're at 2.2 million. any questions about revenue before I move on to expenses? Nope. Okay. On the expense side, what you're seeing is, you know, total facilities and maintenance is running at 26%, pretty much running, you know, on target. Utilities, that was the last payments we made under the Tudor apartments, which ended, those Tudor leases ended on July 15th. That was the last bit of expenses related to that. So we're not expecting any more utility expenses for the remainder of the year. You can see rent is running just about on target at 26%. Insurance is running at about a third. That's because the insurance policy is spread over 10 months. So it's trending just a little bit higher than year to date because those payments are equally done over 10 months versus over 12 months. And that's why it's trending a little bit higher than budget. But you can see overall facilities and maintenance is running at 26%. So we're on target there. Finally, under instructional support, what you can see again, instructional support total expenses are running at 27%, just about at budget. The variances that you're seeing there are just some small variances. We have instructional services. Some of that is timing differences for the most part, as well as related services and central admin service as well. There's some contractors that are heavily used more towards the beginning of the year and then kind of trickle down as we get throughout the year. So those are just timing differences that I'm seeing there. And then finally, other instructional support. Another thing there is really just some timing differences on expenses there. And then finally, student transportation. You see now that, you know, we're starting to get the full bills out for student transportation is starting to catch up there. And that's at 24%. So overall, what we've expended year to date is $986,000 of our $3.7 million budget. We are operating at a $1.2 million surplus. We are sitting on an ending fund balance of $1.3 million. Any questions about anything you're seeing on the expense side?
Sorry, Michelle, can you explain the $335,691 again?
$335,691.
In yellow.
Next. Oh, okay. Yeah. So what that is when it's all said and done, that's what we anticipate that our cash balance after all of our obligations are met, including our summer salary obligations, once they've been paid out, we have unobligated, free-to-use ending fund balance of $335,000. So you can see we're increasing our fund balance because we ended with a fund balance after our summer salary obligations with $156,860 is where we landed as of June 30th, 2023. So we're anticipating that we're going to continue to basically increase our reserve. We're just about doubling our reserve, honestly, with what we anticipate that we're going to operate this year. And our plan and our strategic plan is to operate at a surplus each year to really build up that reserve. So we've really got a good control on expenses, really good management of our revenue, a lot of cleanup that was done, you know, last year with the new leadership team coming in. Really credit to, you know, Angela and Dr. O, you know, just really coming in and just doing a lot of that cleanup. So we're starting to see the fruits, bearing there, which is great. And so this is really our strategic plan to really make sure that we continue to increase our reserve year over year as we operate. I think we're at a really good place to do so.
Hey Michelle.
Yes.
That ending fund balance of 1.3 million, will that carry over to the next year's budget?
No, what we're anticipating will be a carryover into next year's budget. We're anticipating our budgeted ending fund balance is 335,000. That's where we anticipate when it's all said and done at the end of fiscal year 24. That's what we're going to be carrying over into fiscal year 25.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you. As of September 30th, we're sitting at 1.3 million. But as we go through the year and we expend everything down, we're expecting that our true carryover balance going in to the next school year will be that $335,000 number that we have sitting under the budget column.
Gotcha.
Nice.
Any other questions?
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you for pushing through that with COVID. Like when you coughed, I felt that and was like glad I wasn't sitting next to you. Like you coughed and it just felt like contagion. Like, so sorry.
This is why I'm isolating in my room. I have not been out in my bedroom for the last 3 days because I do have two daughters that are staying here at the house with me, but they've been nursing me very well. They kind of knock on my door and drop at my door for me to come and get my food and my drink. And I kind of, and you know, slide it in. So, you know, my daughters are taking really good care of me. But like I said, today is a lot better. This weekend, I was really, truly down for a count. So I'm feeling a lot better, but not 100, still kind of, you know, fighting through it and under the weather, but much better than I was on Saturday and Sunday for sure. So
I'm sending you love and light. Did not know you were sick. I'm sorry.
Thank you. No worries. No worries.
Well, if there aren't any questions in the spirit of letting Michelle rest and go burn her room down because it will need a good torching. if there aren't other questions, I would like to entertain a motion to conclude this meeting today at 5:17 p.m.
I am so moved.
I second.
Thank you both. And we will see you.
Hey, Angela, just to follow up on our discussion about that 990.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure that Alicia has talked to somebody at the school and you mentioned to Mrs. Chalmers or Chambers.
Chalmers.
I'm pretty sure that Alicia has talked to her and has straightened this thing out. So both the school and DOE know that 990 is there. So there's not a question anymore of knowing whether it's there or not. But if you wanted to, like we were saying, if you want to go back in and make it a little bit more obvious, that would be a good thing.
Okay, that makes sense.
And I'll send you the criteria for the whole review.
That would be great.
Okay. And then I'll email Ms. Chalmers right now the audit for FY23 because that's final and that's ready to post out on the website. That just went final. It was due on October 2nd.
So reply to the email I just sent like 15 minutes ago. So she has it all in one wallop.
Perfect. Perfect. Sounds good.
Okay. That's all. Thank you.
Thanks,
all
right, everyone. Have take care.
I hope you feel better.
Thank
you.
Hope you feel better. Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Listen. Let me stop recording. Hold on. Do I?